Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to The Dopamine Fast. Today we're diving into something that's near and dear to my heart, mindful parenting. Ever feel like you're just running around in a constant whirlwind of do this and don't do that? Like your kids are little tornadoes leaving a trail of chaos in their wake? Trust me, I get it. But what if there was a way to navigate parenthood with more intention and less stress? That's where mindful parenting comes in. Think of it like this. Instead of constantly reacting to every tantrum, whine, or spilled juice box, and let's be real, those are inevitable. Mindful parenting encourages us to pause, breathe, and respond with calm and clarity. It's about teaching our kids to navigate their emotions, make good choices, and develop healthy habits that will benefit them for a lifetime. Now, I know what you're thinking, easier said than done. But trust me, there are some simple yet powerful practices we can incorporate into our daily lives to make this happen. Ready to unlock the secrets of mindful parenting? Let's dive in. Firstly, it's all about modeling those healthy habits ourselves. Remember, kids are like sponges, they absorb everything around them. If you're constantly glued to your phone, stressed out, or reacting impulsively, guess what? They're learning that behavior. So start by practicing mindfulness yourself. Take a few minutes each day for deep breathing exercises, meditation, or simply just being present in the moment. Your kids will pick up on it and start mimicking those healthy habits. Secondly, let's talk about communication. Ever feel like you're speaking a different language than your kid? It's easy to get caught up in lectures and commands, but mindful parenting encourages us to listen more and speak with empathy. Try to understand their perspective, even when they're acting out. Use I statements instead of blaming or shaming, for example. I feel frustrated when the toys are scattered everywhere, instead of, you always leave your toys all over the place. Remember, communication is a two-way street. And when we listen actively and respond with understanding, it builds trust and strengthens our connection. Thirdly, it's about fostering emotional intelligence. We want our kids to be able to recognize and manage their emotions effectively, right? Instead of just saying, stop crying, try helping them label their feelings. It sounds like you're feeling really sad because your friend went home. Validate their emotions. Let them know it's okay to feel whatever they're feeling. Then, help them brainstorm healthy coping mechanisms, maybe taking deep breaths, drawing a picture, or going for a walk. Fourthly, set clear expectations and boundaries, but remember, be flexible. Life is unpredictable, and sometimes plans change. Let your kids know what you expect of them, but be willing to adjust when needed. Remember, it's about guiding them towards responsible choices, not controlling their every move. And finally, don't forget to have fun. Parenting can be challenging, but it's also incredibly rewarding. Make time for laughter, play, and connection with your kids. Create memories, embrace the messiness, and remember that you're doing a great job. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. It's Saturday morning, and your son is having a meltdown because his favorite toy truck is missing. Instead of getting frustrated and yelling, which we all do sometimes, you take a deep breath, kneel down to his level, and say something like, I understand that you're really upset because you can't find your truck. Let's work together to find it. You then guide him through a calming exercise, maybe some deep breaths or counting backwards from 10. Then you patiently search for the truck together. See? By staying calm, listening attentively, and offering support, you not only diffused a potentially explosive situation, but also taught your son valuable coping skills and problem-solving abilities. That's the power of mindful parenting. It transforms ordinary moments into opportunities for growth and connection. So, remember these key takeaways. Model healthy habits, communicate with empathy, foster emotional intelligence, set clear boundaries while being flexible, and don't forget to have fun. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some ways you practice mindful parenting in your own life? Share your thoughts and experiences on social media using the dopamine fast. Let's continue this conversation and support each other on this journey towards raising happy, healthy, and resilient kids. And that's a wrap for today's episode. Until next time, keep it real, keep it mindful, and keep pushing forward. You got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.